तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम We have discussed so many things about court festival, about the duties of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in this form. But I think we have not touched even one thousand part of the glory of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. Yet cannot tell. If Anant may come with thousand and thousand mouths, Jagannath himself may come, but he cannot really glorify. One reason also, it can come from any high class of devotees. That all the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, especially beloveds of Krishna, gopis, they feel so much separation when Krishna has gone to Mathura Arpar. Sometimes they lose their consciousness. They become saints, like dead bodies. And anyone can think that, oh, they have died. Also Krishna feels separation for Gopi, for especially Radhika. Sometimes he becomes faint consciousness less. He loses his consciousness. And for so many days he remains in the same state. So once कृष्णवास राधा चिंता निवेशेन
यस्य कांति विलोपिता
राधा चिंता निवेशेन
यस्य कांति
विलोपिता श्री कृष्ण चरणं वंदे राधा लिंगित माय गुरुदेव हैज रिटन दिस फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू रिफर समथिंग टू यू that we are discussing these high things, especially we think proud that my Gurudev and I am in the line of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Anuga Vaishnava. I think all know this, especially senior devotees. We have some pride that we are Rupa Anuga Vaishnava. My Guru Varga aware all Rupani. You should think that, understand. What is the mood of Rupa Goswami in this court festival? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeating some slok of Sahitya Darpan, very bad thing. Out of etiquette. and he was Jakauma Araharam. Sa Eva Bara. Like this. And only one Shabd Damodar was. And second, there was a very little baby. Who was he? He was understanding the deep meaning. No other. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has embraced him. And he has
in
prayer. And he has given his full mercy to him. And due to his mercy, he was understanding. And he made clear in his slokas. And that is the thing, say to Paranath Painu. And also, and Radhika is telling, I am same. And Krishna is same. My beloved is same. Now we are meeting. After a long time we have met. But I don't like. I want to be in Vrindavan, in Betusi Tarutale, in the set of Kadamba trees, so fragrant. And Jamuna is there. And we are not married. And we meet freely there, without any duty. And our love increased by each other like eyes. And it went so far. Now you are meeting again here in Kurukshetra. But I am not satisfied. I want that you should come in my heart, that is Vrindavan. And I want to again. Swarup Goswami cleared it. So if anyone following this, remembering this, then he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. Otherwise, he is out of life. Those who forbid that you should not think about these things, they are not Rupanuga Vaishnava. They are not in the line of Rupanuga. So try to understand these things. Not in a false ego. That my Gurudev has not told like this. And your Gurudev has told like times, but you have no eyes to see. He was Rupanuga. All gurus, Srila Prabhupada, he used to become, to remember these things like reddish, yellow, white. He used to be like pain, Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta. My Gurudev, I know, when I used to tell him this happens, this past time, he began to cry. They are Rupanuga. If you are not in line, then we are derailed. It may be that we cannot tell to other those who are not qualified. But if you are not going to tell, then these all things, idea will be always gone, washed from this world. So Krishna Das Prabhupada Goswami has answered for this. Let's try to realize this answer. If whole world is telling, Vani Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Arjanam Vandanam Dasya Sakham Atmanivedam. Don't do more than this. Or you should go to Ramanuj. Madhvachar, only now this, with this you should add the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Seva Vishnu Muni Krishnam with Radhika Gopi. You should be in the line of Rupa Goswami. And if they are derailed, we are not derailed. Try to understand this. So if you are always, not any time, even in dream, you are not realizing, remembering, and telling to each other who are qualified, then you are direct. This will come in this way. So in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, Bhavet Kriya. Bhavet Kriya means you should must do, otherwise you are dread. You should not acharan, do acharan. Not behave. But very honorably you should try to hear who are coming gradually in Madhyam Adhikar. Otherwise this, we are derailed from our Guru Parampara. You should obey, you should follow Rupa Goswami. What Rupa Goswami is telling in Kart festival? This is Rupa Goswami. So don't be confused. No doubt at all. Someone can criticize me, but I don't. Whole world be against me. I don't care. I care my Gurudev, Rupa Goswami and Acharya. Think Krishna has given intelligence. You should use intelligence. Why you are running after other intelligence? You should use yourself, your intelligence. And you will see that I am correct. So you should try to judge here. And see and read the books. Why you tell that we are Upanukoparva? Why? Why you are telling that I am Rupanuga Vaishnava? Why you are telling? What is the reason? Where you are falling Rupa Goswami? You are neglecting Rupa Goswami. You want to hide Rupa Goswami. So, you should use your intelligence and see. Then you will find that who are correct, who are incorrect. If I am counseling that I am, my father's name is this, is it right to counsel the name of my father? Why they are counseling? Why not falling? You should read the explanation of this slope. Isn't this no? Vikritam Bhajubhi Dhancha Vishnu. You should read and then you can see the explanation of Swamiji, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur especially. And then you can realize all they are then doing dhappa. Dhappa, you know?
Sitting and sitting.
अरे वो क्या कर रहा, कहाँ रहता है, क्या कर रहा है, वो कहाँ रहता है? इधर आओ सन, तुम्हारा कान मल करके अच्छी तरह से दुरुस्त कर देंगे. So they are giving dhappa. Dhappa, you know?
Nothing.
We should be honorable to Rupa Goswami. So, I am coming now to that point. What I was saying. Sorry. Krishna becomes also what?
Unconscious.
Today. Oh, thinking Radhika. That became a very big problem. Narada and Uddhava were there. They are discussing how to make consciousness to Krishna. In the meantime, Baldeva, I am telling very brief, I have no time, very brief. You can read more to Gaur Govinda Prabhu note, Maharaj. So, they were discovering any way, process, how to make Krishna incense. Baldeva Prabhu also came. Then that they discovered the way that Nara should play on his veena and he should glorify Braja, Mother Yashoda, Gopis and all others. And then it was settled that Nara should play on Veena and should sing the same glories of Narada Muni Bajaya Veena Radhika. But Narada told, do you know what will happen if Krishna will evoke? He will at once go to Vrindavan. Anyone cannot stop him. Never anyone can stop. And then with gopis he will be there and he will never return. What to do now, you should think. Then they are all in Janma. What to do? Again they were thinking. Oh, we should first Baldev should go in Braja and tell Gopa and Gopi, Mother Yashoda, Nanda and Gopi that Krishna is coming. You should try to welcome him. Otherwise now where they are, anyone does not know, here and there, some are senseless, some are far. But when they will hear that Krishna is coming, then they will be in consciousness and they will try to welcome Krishna. And then anyhow, with a trick, we will try to bring Krishna again to Dwarka. No problem. So Uddhava must go there. Krishna has sent us, so Uddhava should go and tell them that Krishna is coming. Uddhava told, where you are not living? That Prabhu, listen me. If I am going to Vrindavan, I am telling that Krishna is coming, they will not believe on me because I have blocked them so many times. I told that I am going and very soon I will bring Krishna here. I must bring him. I requested Krishna so many times, but he never listens. He makes any excuse. मैंने बहाना बनाता है. सो व्हाट शुड आई डू? दे कैनॉट बिलीव मी, सो आई कैनॉट गो. ओ दे विल टेल, ए लायर हैज कम, पीटर हैज कम, सो आई कैनॉट, एस्पेशली मदर यशोदा. देन लास्ट मिनट यू टोल्ड दैट बलदेव प्रभु कैन गो एंड ही कैन पेसिफाई एंड टेल ऑल गो एंड गो. Baldev Prabhu made same answer that I told Krishna so many times and he never went there. He is telling you, home? Yes, I will go, but never. Then I went alone there and then I pacified and told, I promised that I am going to Braja and I will bring Krishna. But this Nishthur Krishna, stone-hearted, cruel Krishna, never wants to go there. I don't know why. He was very soft, very sweet, but now he has turned to a stone-hearted person. What to tell? So if I am going, they will say, oh, this cheater and lawyer has come. They will not believe on me. So I cannot believe. If Krishna comes, without Krishna they cannot be had, they cannot be consoled. So Krishna should go. And if I am going alone, they will not believe. They were discussing it. So in the meantime, oh, sister Subhadra came and told. And he heard all these things, the story whole. And she told, don't be worried. I am going. And I will go to Vrindavan first and tell Mother Yashoda, I will be in her lap and caressing, I will tell her, Mother, Krishna is coming. And I have come first here. Krishna was coming with me. But so many things in the way surrounded Krishna and they were doing archan to Krishna, giving so many presentations. So it became late to Krishna coming, but he is coming. It may be some late, some hours. or 1 day, 2 days, but he is coming. And he is about to come, but kings are surrounding, so many devotees surrounding him, making archan and praying and presenting himself. So he is coming. I will go. And I will go to door to door to gopis. I will console and tell them that, oh, now you should be happy. Don't feel separation. And Krishna is coming. And they will be happy. And I will tell that you should all ready to welcome Krishna. And then quickly, I will tell my brother, oh, all your mother Yashoda, Devaki and father Vasudeva and all your kings are weeping there and you are sitting here. And quickly I will bring him to Dwarka. So don't worry. Let me first bring a good chariot and go. And after that, Narad should sing the glory of Praja on Veena, and when Krishna will be incensed, oh, he will come. And everything will be ready there. So, her chariot was brought there, and Subhadra was ready to go. In the meantime, Baldeva said, oh, I must go. If my brother is going and sister is going, I want to meet with my mother and father, Yashoda and Devaki, Nanda Baba there, and with all my friends and gopis, I want to meet. I cannot remain here, so I must go. Oh, another chariot was brought. And they started. So first rath of Subhadra Devi comes. Baldev, and then Subhadra, and they escort. So Subhadra told, yes, we should go together. Baldev Prabhu should go forward and I will follow him. And so they started. When they started, they were in way, and one red Daruk was told by Baldev Prabhu, bring your chariot there and be ready. And when Krishna will come, you should take and fly, run away to Vrindavan. So you should be always ready here. When they started, then Krishna, Narad Muni, Uddhava told, now you should glorify Braj on your Veena. Oh, he has started. Very Narad Muni Bajaya Veena. राधिका रमन नामे नारद मुनि बजाय राधिका रमन एंड वॉज ग्लोरिफाइंग इन सो मेनी वर्ड ऑल दिस वट कैन सी वट कैन इन दी ईयर ऑफ कृष्ण एंड ही वॉज थिंकिंग दैट इट इज मॉर्निंग एंड आई मीन ब्रज When he awakes, oh, he can too. Where is my Bansi, sweet Bansi? Where is my peacock feather? Where? Oh, I know. Gopis are very tricky. And they have stolen away my flute and this. Oh, I will give a good lesson to them. And so he was threefold and standing in a such a good man. Threefold, very beautiful, like Braja. Anyone has not seen this scene before? And then he was searching. Oh, Lalita has taken. Oh, if Lalita, then Radhika herself, with the help of Vishakha, they have. I will search them that they have kept. In the meantime, Uddhava was seen. Uddhava. Why you are in Vrindavan? Oh, you also in Vrindavan? Then he shall ask, Narad, from where you came here? Then he said, oh, my lord, you are not in Vrindavan. You are in. This is not Yamuna. This is ocean. Dwarkapuri, you should remind. But Krishna was so much absorbed in that, Again he began like that. He forget Uddhava and Narada and all, and he was ready to run away to Vrindavan quickly to meet Gopi. Uddhava told, Prabhu, we know that you will do so. So your chariot is ready. You can come and ride on this and quickly you can go to Vrindavan. And thus he was on the chariot. He wanted to ride. But he was so much mad in Radha Prem that he could not ride alone. So he was like doing like mad person. So many persons, like all the priests and they wanted to take Krishna. How? He cannot walk at that time. He could not walk. So they are like this, by this, like that he is doing. And like a mad person in Radha love and affection. And he, anyhow, he was second to the champion. And Daruk at once ran away very quickly towards him. In the meantime, Krishna and Balram and Subhadra were going forward, and Krishna was followed them, and he was going in the braja. In the meantime, what happened? Radhika was feeling so separation, and she was in his last stage. She was on the death bed, just now ready to die. No swas and praswas, they were coming. All became, whole Brajavasi became very worried that, oh, she is going to leave up his body, her body. All their, they lost their faith that she will alive again. What? Leave up his body, her body. All their, they lost their faith that she will alive again. What? She must die. We cannot save her. So all become so unhappy. Delta Vishakha, we are trying hard, but there are no signs, no symptoms that she will alive. When this was going, then at once Abhimanyu came. Jatla Kutla came, also Chandravari and all others assembled there. And there they are all worried for it. They saw that she cannot be survived. She must die. Anyhow, she was telling in a very low voice, if I am going to die, my dead body should be hanged on the tamal tree. My air in this body should mix in the air of Nandagaon, where Krishna takes his breath. My fire in this body should mix in sun rays in Nand Baba's house, that it will shine on and I will touch Krishna. My body, this earth, should mix in Nand Bhavan, in courtyard, so that Krishna can walk and I can touch. And she was so excited. Again they can sense. At once Abhimanyu came. O Devi, I have heard today from Yogamaya that, oh, you are not ordinary and my wife. You are Hladini Shakti. None difference with Krishna, but for your lila vilas you have come in this way, and you have, Yogamaya has arranged that I am thinking that you are my wife and your husband, but really this fact is not. Now I am repenting that why I did so, that you are my wife. Now excuse me for this, because you are going. This is last darshan. So please, merciful to me. Oh, quickly, gently, and good luck. Oh, we have also heard the same thing from Yogamaya, that you are Halatini Shakti, and especially you. I have realized, we have realized, that very day when Krishna was infant, attacked by any sickness, and Purnima told that he can be saved only if any chaste lady should bring water from Jamuna in a 1,000 whole pot. Then all called me, because I was thinking I am best chaste lady, my mother and myself. And that water pot was given to us. And when we took water, all went down. Then we were thinking how to show our faces to Brajavasi. We are always criticized Sri Radhika, and now how we can say? So they went away from, we went away from that place, and we never returned there. Then Srimati Radhika was requested by Yogamaya and Yashoda Maiya and others, and she was refusing, but for Krishna, she went and taking same pot, and it was with whole water, and she took here and brought, and Krishna was abhishekt and became insensitive. So at that day we realized that she is very chaste, more than us. Now you should forgive me, and now you are going here, so forgive us, otherwise we will go to hell. So we have so much faith in Yogamaya. In the meantime, Chandrauli came also, and she also requested like, you are Hladini Shakti, Yogamaya is telling, and we are all Kaya-view of yours. Your? Only to play Vilas for the all the devotees of the world. By hearing this, they will all be liberated and have Krishna praying. That is how Krishna has played, Krishna and Radhika has played this sweet part. So, please that. In the meantime, that chariot came. Now, all the chariots, three chariots were together. But even there, Subhadra, Baldev were forward and Krishna afterward. When Krishna reached there, oh, he heard that, and Radhika is going to die. She will not leave one moment even. And he tried very quickly. He ran away. Said that that is for where Radhika was. He awake his her body. Oh, she saw, and she began to cry. Began to cry bitterly. Baldev and Subhadra was lost for there. Krishna gradually became so absorbed in Radha pray that he saw this hand were melting, and this lower side was melting. His face was also melting. Only two goat round eyes, not these things, gradually were melting. And seeing this, Baldev Prabhu and they could not control and control even. They also became like Krishna. In the meantime, Lalita told in the ear of Radhika, Radhe, Radhe, Krishna has come to meet you. You should not die. Repeatedly, and Vishakha in other ears, she was telling, oh, Krishna has come to meet you. And when gradually she came incense and opened her eyes, oh, beautiful, Krishna has come. And he saw Krishna. And she became in Is it what? Love and affection. But Krishna, what? Oh, this love increased more. And he became senseless. And he was rolling down the earth in the same state. Then Radhika told Vishakha, please help Krishna, otherwise he may die. You know, the mantra, how he can be revived. Oh, you should tell in the ear, Radhe, Radhe. And she told in the ear of Krishna, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And seeing this, hearing this sweet injection or powerful mantra, oh, Krishna again opened his eyes. And he became so happy. And gradually he came and revived him. And they both met and all became happy. In the meantime, Krishna told Yogamaya, quickly take all these things, what you have made Chandravali and Abhimanyu and Kutila and Jatila. Again you should cover and they should forget all these things and our Leela should be like this. Oh, Yogamaya quickly did it and so Narad came here also and requested Krishna Prabhu, you should manifest these three forms as were observed and melted anywhere in this world. And all should see and realize it. And Krishna, oh, tathastu, tathastu, evam bhavatu. And then he told that, oh, I am always in this shape in Nirachal, like Dwarka. And anyone can come and go. So in brief, I told these things. Very beautiful pastime. So it is in the heart of pure devotees. Gaur Govind Maharaj has touched these things. So I cleared something, some doubt who could not clear that. At that point, I have cleared you also. So now you should come where? With me in Nilachal. Now, first card festival has been finished. No? And it has returned to again to Nilachal. But all the associates of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu thinking that we are going to Braj from Dwarka. From Kurukshetra. In return also, they did all these things as they were doing in going at the time. Same thing Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained like this. Same. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not thinking and he is devoted that, oh, Krishna is returning to Dwarka. No, not this idea. Always this idea. We are taking him to? Also at the time of returning. After this, when Kart festival was finished, one day Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with Mahaprabhu. Discussing something between them. But they never expose to others. And after that, Mahaprabhu called all his Gaudiya Bhakta. And one by one, he was calling them and telling to all other devotees, oh, you know this devotee? Oh, this is Raghav Pandit. He and his sister come in. Whole year they cook so many dry, delicious preparations. And they bring it to me here. I keep here with me. And whole year I take something. You know this? Vasudeva Datta. Oh, very high class of it. I cannot repay him. That's high. Oh, he expenses everything what comes today. And today, for Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, not getting a single pice for him. Or Sivananda Sen, you should be accountant of him and try to have an accountant. A grihastha should have some deposit to maintain his family. He should not be priceless. So you should account and you should try to keep some money for him to maintain his family. Otherwise he will expense everything for you. Oh, you know Mukunda? Very high class. I cannot also. So one by one, he was calling them. He called Sattaraj Khan, a devotee of Kulin Gram. Oh, you know, his father has written in a book, Krishna Tumar Hom Jadi Bole Ek Baar. Krishna Nandan Mor Pranana Ek Bai Bakke Ami Bikanitar. Oh, his father has written in his book, Glory of Krishna, that, oh, Krishna is my Pranath, my beloved. He is only my Pranath. And that is why I have sold myself to their all density persons. Forever I ask, what to tell them? I honor the dog of that village, all dogs, because they take prasadam. They don't take anything, they observe Ekadasi, the dogs of that village. So I must honor them. If they come, I specify them. Care of them. Yes, devotee. So, Sattaraj came on, and he blessed him and told that every year you should bring. Oh, very thick and very strong rope from, because you are like a king, very wealthy person, and you should bring anyhow. And each year he used to bring, because chariot festival is so that each year it breaks. He used to do like this. And then he called anyone, and glorifying all. And he was requesting, oh Nityananda, you should return to Navar. And you should preach there. Advaita Acharya, you should go there. And preach everywhere. Those who are neglected in society, you should preach them. And inspire them to take name enchantment. I will be very happy. If Nityananda Prabhu does not come each year, I will be happy. He should always preach here. This is also the mission that I am telling to you. You should all try to preach, distribute books, help other devotees. And at least when I will come next year, or each will bring at least 10 flowers, sweet flowers. Devotees. And you should make them like devotees like this. Like Nityananda Prabhu. In very neglected work, society, he embraced them. All embraced, especially to those who were neglected. Shudra, Kayastha, Swarnabhani from the golden. Jewelers. Why? In India they are neglected. Why? Because even when they will make ornaments for their mother, they will take something. So they are hated by society persons. Even their father, mother, they cannot give up them any concession. So all are hated. Any Brahman Kshatriya, they don't take water even from their house. But Nityananda Prabhu mercifully went there impressed him and told, can you tell, give me Hare Krishna, you should tell me. And thus he preached over whole Bengal that year. So you should also follow these things. And then one thing, Saptara, the Kulin Gram Vashi, they came to Mahaprabhu and told, you should open the book. Panchadas, 15th chapter, hundred three fire.